This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show, and we proudly bring you this September 10th edition 2022 of Saturday Magazine. I'm Macca, and my co-host for the show today is our producer, Fiona Brooke.
Good morning.
Tass is having a break and is back soon. Paul's on panel. James on program support. It's 12 degrees, heading for 14. Let's get on with it. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Macca. Lovely to see you, and I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Oh, I'll tell you what, last week, the chest cough I had, not the Rona, but the chest cough I had, it was awful. It sounded like, imagine a bucket of bolts and nuts rattling around in a tin. That's what it sounded like.
No, I'm not. It's not a pretty picture.
No, it's not.
Sure.
It's not.
That's for sure.
So, Fiona, how's your week been?
My week has been quite busy.
Yep.
Yes, there's been quite a lot of social activities, as well as I went to see Hamilton a couple of nights ago, which I really, really, really enjoyed. And of course, you know, I just think about all those newsreaders and all of those TV producers and all those journalists who must have been working massive overtime over the last few days.
But of course,
there wasn't much notice.
Well, no, and we will after 11, probably about 11:15, we will have a discussion about the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. It's important to people to understand there's a lot of planning that goes into when this event was going to happen, and it's called London Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, a little bit of trivia, the Prime Minister and the Governor General, when they travel, wherever they're going, they always have their people have a black tie ready for them to wear in the event. And of course, you know, the television presenters and everything, you know, black ties and everything. Anyway, we'll talk about it at 11:15. There's one thing I want to say about it, which I'll say at 11:15 in greater detail. Being a bit of a student of history, I want people to think about the Queen was monarch for 70 years and met, I think, 14 US presidents, probably dozens of heads of state, Australian prime ministers, many, many people. What would she know that, you know, we would never find out? Just think about things that she's heard and things that she's been told. I think that would be a really, really interesting thing. Can you imagine if you were a Republican having to talk about the monarchy for hours and hours and hours? Anyway, we'll touch on that. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with Macca and Fiona. Paul is on panel. Now, if you're driving on the Western Freeway and you're wondering what's going on with the traffic, there's been a truck rollover near Balan, I believe. Police are directing traffic via the Geelong-Balan Road. So if you're wondering what's going on, that's what's happening. Now, our guest today, joining us soon, we hope, we don't know where he is, he's probably been kidnapped, Misha Ketchell, editor of The Conversation. Then we're going to speak with Sophie Tawney. Sophie is an independent candidate for the seat of Q. I don't know if some of you have looked at The Age today. There's a long interview with Tim Smith, the current member for Q. Also, you know, the fence destroyer. Sophie is standing as an independent candidate. I don't know that I'd call her a teal, but certainly it's in that area. Has she got teal on her?
Yes, I think she does, because it was the voices of Kooyong that were involved in bringing Sophie to the role. So we'll be able to talk to her all about that, and certainly who she will be running against as well, which is actually two other women she will be running against. She'll be running against Jess Wilson, who is the Liberal Party candidate, and she'll also be running against Lucy Skelton for Labor. So
okay.
And they're all young.
That's good.
Women.
So Q is one of the seats that we will cover once the election campaign gets underway with candidate interviews. Also the seat of Hawthorne. John Pesutto, previous guest on this show, the previous Liberal member. He's standing again, and there will also be an independent and also the Labor and Greens. In fact, I reckon there'll be, you know, a bigger field than you'll be able to get on a merry-go-round. Also the seat of Albert Park and the seat of Richmond. And I think next week, Fiona, we're going to have a bit of a chat with Dick Wynne, aren't we?
That's correct. And we have actually, I actually have met the new candidate for Richmond.
Yes.
Because they were canvassing outside my local supermarket.
Oh.
And I saw Dick, and so I was like, hi,
sorry,
how are you? And
he say that again?
Campaigning outside the local supermarket.
You saw Dick. Okay.
Macca. Who else is on after that?
But hang on, it was always fun whenever Richard Wynne came into the studio. I would always embarrass him and say, this is our favourite Dick.
And particularly on Christmas Day, as
Christmas
I remember,
Day,
it was like a running joke.
He would get quite embarrassed. So we're actually going to speak with Dick about – Dick's been a member for Richmond since 1999, I think. He was there when the Bracks government passed the same-sex relationships bill. Dick has been a – I'm going to call him a warrior. His passion has been equality and public housing and such matters. And I want to talk to him about – his career. He was also a Lord Mayor of Melbourne. I want to talk to him about his career, and then we'll actually, a couple of minutes, we'll introduce to the candidate, the Labor candidate for Richmond. But it's really about talking to
Now, that's
Dick.
Actually, that's also for next week's show.
Yeah, next week's show.
Getting back onto this
week's show.
Oh,
this week's show.
So after 11, we will be speaking to Anne Andrews, who is with the Broken Hill Council, and we'll be talking about the Broken Heel Festival, which, of course, as we know, is live streaming from 1:30 today on Joy. Then we will have a little chat between us about topics of the week, including, of course, the passing of Queen Elizabeth. At 11:30, we will be speaking to Ro Allen, the Victorian Equal Rights Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commissioner, about new educational resources for small to medium enterprises to address equal pay at workplaces, of which I, as a small business employer, will be very keen to hear about. And then finally, one of our favourite authors, Michael Veitch, will discuss Australia's Secret Army, the story of the Coast Watchers, which we now know are the unsung heroes.
Unsung and unhung.
That's the show, everyone. And we could welcome to the microphone Misha Ketchell, editor of The Conversation.
Good morning.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.